On Sunday, March 28th, Paul Bremer shut down Muqtada al-Sadr's al-Hawza daily paper for, quote, having published articles that prove an intention to disturb general security and incite violence against the coalition and its employees. On Wednesday, 10,000 men holding Muqtada's portrait, many marching in military formation, went to the main checkpoint of the coalition provisional authority to demand that the paper be reopened. Muqtada al-Sadr, a radical Islamist who preaches forcefully against the U.S. occupation, has his base of support in Sadr City, a poor Shia subdivision on the north end of Baghdad. Since the war, Saddam City, as it was once known, has been renamed after Muqtada's father, Ayatollah Muhammad al-Sadr, who used to preach against both the U.S. and Satan, or Saddam, before being assassinated by the Ba'athist regime. Barely talked about under the regime, out of bounds to foreign journalists, Sadr City was a place where Shia people were kept isolated by poverty, engineered unemployment, by mukhabarat, and by terror. I went to Sadr City with Saif and Haider, two young men who grew up there, so that we could talk about their neighborhood, about freedom, and about justice before the war and under occupation. I'm in a cab with Haider and Saif. So where are we?
We are now in Sadr City. This is area, there is many people there. We talked called this area, it's Kothawra. They called Sadr City from to this area after the war.
What does Thawra mean?
Thawra means revolution. But this is called from before. Yeah. It's very, very old call. But it means revolution, really.
Is it as dangerous as everybody says it is?
It's why dangerous. Maybe this is called many, many areas. There's many called, like El Mahdi City. Many. I think it's not dangerous. Why dangerous? I think called people like this is man because he is find justice to this is people. Yeah, you know his religion, also his Ayatollah, also he's killed by alt government. I don't know what reason, maybe he's think this man or this is people him enemy. Yeah, also this man he like or he hope to free to this is people. Because this is people like another, each other in Iraq. I think no dangerous because when I, before the war, I hear many people said or feel, we hope people talk or people say, we hope after maybe Saddam leaves or bad government leaves or gone, we change this is name to this is. So this is a new name, Sadr Man, because he is people like him. Is make Al Jum'ah prayer. This means Friday prayer. This is all of the Islams make this every Friday. Why this is people specialty doesn't make that? Why? Doesn't do that in every Friday. This is Muslims also. This is people has rights, have free anything. I think same. They have freedom to all of the Iraqi or all of the people. Not for this one this special or this not, or this is special for government or this not. This is not freedom. This man feel that and many people feel.
I guess this is also known to be a really, really poor area. And why is it so poor?
This area poor, many people know this area poor from before the war. And so now, I don't know, maybe this is the future, this area. You know, maybe another when think people think or Yeah, people think it's better from this area because it's some students, some stupid people think this is area. It's crazy. Stupid. It's Alibaba or something. Thief or something. But when people came to this area looking, there is same life. This is situation or this is life. This is human and another when also human, I think. What we think, what people think, what we think. I don't know why people doesn't like this area. Don't know. We hope it's good life, good freedom for all of the people. Because all of the human. Also, maybe people need freedom, people need everything for this life. They have. Why some people has freedom, some people not? That's crazy. احنا نحب نسألك حيدر تشعر بمزيد من الحرية بعد الحروب. شو تحس هسه يعني انه شو تشعر بان اكو حرية يعني؟
والله حاليا الوقت الان ما مستقر يعني
من ناحية ايش يعني؟
حرية ماكو حرية، اي حرية ماكو يعني، ما مرتاحين يعني، بلد واحد ما مرتاح
يعني.
الان اسوأ الحالة صارت، أسوأ من النظام السابق.
من ناحية إيش؟ من ناحية
إيش؟ الأمان.
نعم.
الراحة النفسية يعني تعبانة حيل.
تعرف لأن هسه الظروف انفجارات وغيره وغيره.
يعني أمان حالياً ماكو أبد.
وش تحس بحريتك بأن أنت هسه تقدر تدافع عن حقوقك؟ تقدر.
حالياً الحرية مقيدة.
نعم.
يعني لا تقدر تدافع عن حقوقك بأي شيء. حقوقك ضايعة الآن.
صحيح.
حقوق أي عراقي. أحكي عن لسان أي عراقي.
I asked him about what he's feeling freedom. What's more freedom he's feel after the war. He answered me, said there is no freedom. And there is no security. I can't take my rest in my home. Simple thing. Also, I ask him about he can't find his rights. He said I can't find his rights. His my rights. I think the rights, Iraqi rights, it's missing. And I talking about all of the Iraqi. The rights, it's missing. There is no right. Simple thing, there's explosions. There's no safe. Yeah, it's bad when I in my country. Also, he said, when I asked him about his rights or human right, how he can find his right, he said, maybe this now situation is worse from old government, not too bad or too worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Do either of you, and maybe you can translate the question for Haider, but do either of you see any way that you could have rights, that there could be justice for people here?
تعتقد يعني انه هاي الناس تقدر or تقدر تجد أو عدل في هذا الوقت؟
من الصعوبة يعني نجد حل لهذا الموضوع، موضوع سقوط النظام.
From heart we can find solution to this situation after the war. So the simple thing it's country future. Also, job future. It's that simple thing, there is no job on this one.
Hussein.
No, Sadr.
Sadr. And do people like his son as much as they like him?
You mean Muqtada?
Yeah.
Yes. People like every religion man or something. There is many ayatollahs. But you know, people like everyone, but especially like this one here in this area. There is a picture here for people killed by Saddam, religion people from Shia. They name Sayyid Adil and Sheikh Muhammad Sadiq al-Darraji and Azam al-Aboudi and Majid al-Bidhani, and with the picture Ayatollah Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr. This is people killed by Saddam. Yeah, there's people here in traffic, make system traffic, because here people like help, like make it's good help in the streets, solution a problem or something. There's people from some party and people from Muqtada, from Hamza, from Najaf. But there is offices here in Baghdad and everywhere.
But they organize the traffic thing?
Traffic and there is many, many things.
What else do they organize?
There is some people to security, some people to traffic, some people to responsible about mosques. People contact him if need help or something. This is Ayatollah Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr picture.
He's everywhere.
Everywhere because people love him, like him. Also, he's Ayatollah. This is the man with the horse and trolley. It's sell oil, kerosene. I think you're looking here, people in the car with the pickup car. Here, everything is stuff or something, because people like free work every time. Like work, don't steal. If, for example, before the war, maybe you can't work with government or something or ministry because you are anything. But he will try find job. He will try find work.
Why couldn't people work before the war?
You know, there is bad situation about people from south, because old government from a special area or something. Also, little people go to ministry, work with ministry. It's good government center, companies or like that. But many people there is here free job. Maybe he is not get university or good studying or something. What he can do is find job. Also, there is in this time, it's hard situation, hard life. They have, he's find good job. Maybe he has a little salary in ministry or something, or organization or company. Or he is, for example, teacher or something. You know, before the war, there is little salary for these people. There's many time people talk to me, maybe taxi driver or something. When he came to Thawra, maybe little time came to Thawra, or people before the war came to Thawra, or now he doesn't visit Thawra. When you're looking Thawra now, he said maybe it's better, there is no explosion, there is no some important center, people shoot or attacked. Maybe this is better. People here also help if anybody needs help. People here like help. Can you ask any people, I need some help or something. He said, okay, I'm ready. Why not? People here friendly, really. I don't know why people talk about this area. It's bad, bad, bad every time. Yeah. But really, when people talk to me, when came to Thawra, we're looking now, said, why people talk about? Really, there is not in this area also, there is bad thing, mafia, or something dangerous, or problem. Yeah, problems. Another one also, there is problem, or there is, maybe here he said safer if I have modern car or something. Maybe there is a lot of people on traffic jam every time. Maybe another area, it's rich area, people are scared because maybe mafia came to him, stole him every time. Nobody help him. It's from heart people listen to him or hear him or make him to help or something. Anyway, we hope the peace and the free for everyone in Iraq and for everyone in the world. We hope everything's good for people for this life. And we told and we say to injustice and everything wrong or something, let's go. We have that.
This is Andrea Schmidt from Occupied Baghdad for CKUT 90.3 FM and the Iraq Solidarity Project. This report is part of a series produced for Off the Hour, broadcasting seldom heard voices from communities under occupation in Iraq all the way to Montreal. Because our struggles against imperialism are global, because our fight for justice and for dignity are too, Off the Hour is committed to giving community news a global reach. CKUT 90.3 FM needs your support to continue broadcasting these voices. Please pledge your support for this segment of Off the Hour.